The job market cooled off only a little last month. The Labor Department said this morning that employers added 311,000 jobs in February. It's only in comparison to January's 500,000 new jobs that would seem small at all. It is a lot on its own. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's going on?
Well, there's still a lot of hiring, especially in in-person services. You know, restaurants, bars, hotels, they added more than 100,000 jobs last month. This is an industry that continues to rebound as more people are traveling and dining out. Retailers added 50,000 jobs last month. We've seen solid growth in retail spending. And even construction companies are still hiring, even though rising interest rates have been weighing on the housing market. Construction companies added 24,000 jobs in February. This is all good news for workers, but it is setting off some indigestion at the Federal Reserve. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues thought they were making good progress in getting inflation under control, but the inflation numbers ticked up a bit in January, and Powell told lawmakers before this morning's jobs report that if economic indicators keep coming in hot, the Fed may have to hit the brakes harder by raising interest rates even faster than they have been.
If, and I stress that no decision has been made on this, but if the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
So we will see what the Fed makes of this new jobs data. Obviously, this is still solid job growth, as you said, though not as hot as the previous month. The unemployment rate also inched up a bit in February from 3.4 to 3.6%, but that's because more than 400,000 people started looking for work last month.
Oh, sure. If more people are looking for work, more people are technically unemployed at that moment. At the same time, though, Scott, we do hear about big companies cutting jobs, General Motors being one example, offering buyouts to most of its white-collar workers. How does that make sense if the unemployment rate is so low?
Yeah, there have been a lot of headlines about layoffs, especially in the tech sector and with some manufacturing firms. So far, that has not put much of a dent in the overall jobs data. But the information industry did cut 25,000 jobs last month. Factories shed about 4,000 jobs. Still, the overall labor market is quite hot. Average wages have climbed 4.6% over the last year. So the Fed feels like there's room to keep tapping the brakes. Powell did get some pushback this week from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She notes that an informal forecast by Fed officials back in December showed unemployment climbing to 4.6% this year. That would still be low by historical standards, but it does imply a loss of 1.5 to 2 million jobs. Here's Powell's rather testy exchange with the senator.
Right now, the unemployment rate is 3.4%, which is the lowest in 54 years. And we actually don't think that we need to see a sharp or enormous increase in unemployment to get inflation under control.
I'm looking at your projections. Do you call laying off 2 million people this year not a sharp increase in unemployment?
I would say 4.5%.
Explain that to the 2 million families who are going to be out of work.
Powell insists the Fed is not trying to put anyone out of work, and he notes that working people are already getting hurt by high inflation. So the Fed's rate-setting committee is set to meet in less than 2 weeks. We'll see what they do.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks.
You're welcome.